issues to keep in mind, Yaren. So what are the issues that you have to keep in mind while you evaluate and raise your campaign? So about the, especially the email, the spam. There are several measures you can take to avoid being recognized as a spam and your mail being thrown into the spam folder. So that is what is known as a spam, something which is uninvited. That's a spam. Now, when that gets recognized as a spam, your mail will go in the spam folder. Consumers may not see it at all. There are certain national rules that is there. Recognizable domains. Of course, your domain has to have a strong certification and a validity. It is recognized appropriately. If it is an unrecognized domain from which the email is gone, then it will get thrown into the spam. Using avoid all capital letters. If your email has either in all capital in the statement or subject line or within your email body, etc., it tends to capture this as a spam. Provide clear instructions and give a very clear instructions to the shooter of the mass emailer that how many mails per hour or this thing, etc., so that it is not in the league of being recognized as a spam. There are those powerful software at the receiver end which will determine such aspects, and therefore they will try to contain, or there is a central server which will see that this domain has started shooting something on a mass, and therefore they will create a hindrance for you. So that is what is the spamming, this thing that they try to prevent. Viruses, as it is a very important subject matter, your email service provider should offer you highest virus protection. A receiver, when he is alerted about virus in your email, will never be able to open your mail in future. Also, such things are now prevented even by their company's server. They will throw you out. If there is a viral dissection, the mail will not even reach the recipient. So that's the need why you should have a very powerful virus protection policy. Privacy. Yes, email offers a lot of privacy. But it's a one-to-one message as such, but there is also an understanding that the data that has been shared by recipient is maintained with the highest privacy standards, and that data is not leaked, that data is not sold, etc. Those are the things that is in the minds of recipients. So therefore, they are reluctant to participate. We often hear that, this data was available on the dark net, as they say. So that means the data privacy got compromised somewhere, and somehow somebody was able to pass the data to the data brokers, illegal this thing as such. But of course, he's got his money, but people suffer because their personal information, card information, various things are there in such data when it is passed on. Your marketing objective may not necessarily individual results gathering. Means, so privacy has also relevance to measurement criteria that you set. So measurement criteria essentially do not want to know the personal information as such. They are just keen on hit rate, bounce rates, etc. So why create something which will sacrifice the privacy of a individual? It's important to understand the level of tracking procedures. A privacy domain privacy subject requires you to know, after you shoot an email till the recipient receives it, what all are the stages where the tracking is happening, about the validity of the email, about virus being present in your email, about spamming, etc. Once you know that, then you have to understand what are the regards that you have to have for them. And then accordingly, you design your email campaign planning. Use therefore appropriate domains, and also like say Amazon.com provides the domain. You have even others like Yahoo also provides the domain. But if I go and buy some ABC domain and then start shooting a mass email, there are gatekeepers who will prevent my email being going forward. So that's the importance of domain privacy as well as privacy in principle. Do's of email marketing. So let's understand what you need to do. Know your national laws and local guidelines. So what is the law pertaining to mass emailing, or say email communication to recipients who's not still opt-in? So that is the first thing to generate your email list. Second is then those who have opted in, what are the rules governing them, etc. Build your list internally as much as possible. Resort to opt-in as much as possible. Do appropriate audit about the data, the redundancy part of it, etc. Make membership on your email delivery valuable. So like member should feel that delivery is not blindly thought through. There is a meaningful thing that has been reaching to them. Make sure that your company's name is clearly identified. Be proactive in helping customers to know who sent this. So that will get encouraged. Otherwise, without branding or say without your company name, etc., you send mail, it'll create a not so healthy impression about you. Use clearly stated words and be very clear. Don't use funny jargons. Many times those jargon words also gets you into the spam. Provide recipients with a clear way to contact you, and so recipient should have an option to connect with you. That makes the email valid. Otherwise, it's a blind shot. So you are also giving a recipient an option to connect back with you. Provide subscribers with the clear instructions. Give clear instructions as to email should be so friendly that they know exactly which link to use for what, etc., what they need to do, etc., what is expected from them, etc. Plan your mailing appropriately. When should it go? What should be the gap between two emailing? If you want this action to happen from customers, which should give you a data by so and so date, so then what should be your plan for sending it? Because in between, you will have to see that how many days may customer take to really attend to your email. You have to also accommodate the reminder cycles into it, etc. So planning is very crucial to make the email succeed. Personalized messages, as much as possible, email and softwares and Excels and all have a power to help you personalize. So sending the message which is dear sir doesn't mean, and only if the message comes to me as a dear Mr. Hathi, then probably I will take a trouble to read the next line, because then I know that somebody who knows me has written to me. You know, so that's what is the personalization of a message. And then remaining part of personalization means your content text, your content tone, etc. should be such that it hits me. It helps me feel that this person knows me. He understands my current challenges. He understands my current problems. He understands my current requirement. That will get you that personal attention by the recipient. And then he will get into the mood of connecting back with you. Choose a software that can perform as your opt-in mail, etc. So your software should be powerful, which not only pulls the database, helps you with the opt-in approach. And after the opt-in is confirmed, he pulls out the opt-in database separately. So those are the ways the software can help you. So these are the do's of email marketing, don'ts of email marketing. Send messages to those who did not request you to receive information. Never do that. And it's the person who has not given your permission. You might have a database of 50,000. When you did an opt-in activity, you probably got 30,000 opt-ins. 20,000 has not written you. You can't think, ke bhej deta hun. Kya kar lega, kya ho jayega? At the most, they will not read. Not correct, because it derogates on your image of the brand and the corporates. Purchase or rent list from brokers who are not reputable. Another don't, say. So don't get into, because then you are not very sure about the quality. Use exclamation points, capitalization letters, etc. These are the points which puts your mail into the spam. So don't use too many exclamations. Rather, we don't use any exclamation in mass email. We don't use any capital letters in mass email to prevent us being recognized as spam. I personally do not know how this happens, but there is something in the internet jargon, in the IT, this thing, that this has been then considered as a reason for this thing to be checked. It's not that they recognize your email as this thing, but those are the ways. Probably the programming language uses that or this thing. So then they feel, does this have any malicious code attached to it, etc. So they prevent that. Send irrelevant offers to the members. Just sending anything, any offer to the members, will it make sense? And the offer should connect with them. Overload recipients with too many emails. So burdening, your sending every day is not going to generate you the higher number of leads. It is your thoughtful, planned action. And what is an idea behind each mail that is going to generate you number of more leads. So number of email that you send also should be controlled. Cram too many messages into one single message. So as I said, too much of a conversation again will not lead you anywhere. Neglect to test messages. You're not bothered to text the message. So when the messages are going, customers are not either able to open it, or they find it difficult to go to your link, or there is a wrong link that they are landed on to. So such problems will then demotivate them to later use your email. Sell or rent your email list to the others. Yes, you have opt-in messages and you have 50,000 lists. Can you sell it? Clear no. And don't get into that. you need to be very careful as to person handling that database also. He should also not have an access to pass on or transfer this data elsewhere. Expect that every campaign will be a success, and it is wrong to expect that every campaign will be successful. But yes, learning curve should get established. This email has taught you what based on the outcome. So that's how you improve upon your email marketing. So legal aspects of email marketing, let's briefly understand. It is not country agnostic, but these are some of the general things that various countries expects while you do an email marketing. Yes, European Unions, and you know, they have a very strict legislations about use of email. So they even go to the extent of clearly stating from whom. You cannot have any arbitrary this thing which is not recognizable, to whom you are sending, that is also should be recognizable. Your subject line, there are certain do's and don'ts, etc. You cannot have subject line which is misleading. You cannot have subject line which is commenting or offering an, you know, disproportionate benefit, etc. So those are the some of the regulations. It prohibits the use of deceptive subject lines. That is what I was talking about. Commercial email messages must include clear notice so that it is an advertisement. So they also state that somewhere there it should state that this is an advertisement, so that the recipient knows that this is not binding on him. It is up to him to solicit or remove it or opt out of it. He should also have the option to opt out. So that is what legal aspect states, that every such mass email should have opt out option always mentioned. So that is what is a opt out approach, so that customers can any point of time opt out of it. So you need to really have those aspects built into your email campaign. Guidelines for email going out to customer groups. So again, it's nothing really new. It is coming out here as a specific guidelines for group. But yes, be very clear about your subject line. Outline the email, means you be in a manner that gives a snapshot overview of what this email is about, and then gradually unfold various aspects of the email. As we said earlier, do not cramp with too many things into it. But one or two points on which you try to dwell upon can be listed, for which you provide then relevant either textual image or hyperlink, so that customer can choose that, yes, I want to out of this, I want to refer more about this. So those are the ways that you try to influence your group. You are trying to, you know, make group now very vibrant, for which you are providing information. So group should get those aspects, but there is an empowerment for him to decide which one to use, which one not to use. Continuing our guideline for the customer groups on emails, introductory sentence, and it should really state who the target audience is, what is the issue or service for which it is addressed, this thing, or what is this email is all about, in simple term, should come out in your subject line. Acknowledgement, introductory statements, not only subject line, acknowledgements of service provider. One should also know who is a service provider. So this email has reached them through use of which service provider, whether it is through an organization or organization has taken a service of XYZ outsourced. So receiver should also get that this has been serviced by so and so. So like when say like our company is a mass mail go, it's a MailChimp. So they will get that indication in the bottom about MailChimp being the service provider. So even that has to be recognized. Benefit to client. There should be clear communication about what is the benefit to the client, and what should he know about your benefit, and what are the steps that he needs to do to avail this offer. And it should be like not you know, hidden in a way that call to action is also dubiously placed in, so that by the moment he moves a cursor, you cannot have the call for action being triggered, etc. Or so those are the things that should be taken care of. It is everything a recipient driven. Use links which is to a longer documentation. You want them to see some video, you want them to read something, etc. That can be transferred as a link. And so link is provided in the text. Formatting, use white space to set off key pieces of content. And of course, format plays a very important role. So you must format with a lot of free space available, clear visibility. Signature block itself is so powerful. Your signature block will speak a lot about you, about the email sender, also gives other access to the recipients. So when one company writes, if that sender's email also has link to Facebook, link to Instagram, etc., then it's a choice that you have given to the recipient. So he may refer more of you before deciding. So signature block is very important. Programs are also being covered in the signature. So company has a certain focus program running in first quarter of the year. So then that program based link is also part of the signature. It has a hyperlink. So somebody who's keen to know, I was talking about say like Hindustan Unilever's focus on water conservation. So like all employees of Hindustan Unilever, when they puts in the program banner in the bottom of the signature with the hyperlink, the recipients, be it a vendor, supplier, whoever, when he sees that and he gets keen, he can click it. So that's why the signature blocks are also powerful. Having understood the significance of email marketing, do's and don'ts, etc., we now come to a stage of choosing a right solution. So these are some of the points that you need to keep in mind. Will the software scale my need? Will it increase as I want to increase? Can it take higher load? Can it do more in lesser time, etc.? So those are the scalability issues that you should check. Can the software be integrated with other applications? So can the software has an integration capability with other applications? So from that applications also, either email is pulled, messages are developed and sent, etc. Marketing, MarTech tools, there are content management say tools. So now if you integrate, then email is that auto emailer, etc. is in a position to pull the relevant content and create a campaign for you. And once you give a go ahead, it can send. Does the vendor offer evaluation kit? So whoever is your email service provider, does he provide evaluation metrics? So on what parameters will it get metrics? At what frequency will you get the report? All those aspects are being discussed with the service provider. How quickly will I get up and running? What is the lead time to start my campaign? It is as less as few hours nowadays, few minutes. So you moment you choose a vendor, you pay them and your this thing is activated. Then of course, what is the time that you take to create creatives and this thing, etc. But service providers are very prompt to help you get online fast. Will the vendor be there for me after purchase? Will he be supporting me, or it is like, now we have given you, now you do whatever you want to do? Does the vendor offer both in licensing and hosting services? So what is the way that they are servicing you? So licensing is like they will give you number of people who can use this service to send, or is there a hosting service charge? Do they charge both? Is there certain fixed charges? Is there certain variable charges based on number of email you shoot, or the charges are linked to many maximum number of emails that you choose? So there may be a staggered plan, up to 10,000 email, up to 50,000 email, up to 2 lakh email, etc. So what is it that you need to really know? Am I getting my money's worth? So at the end, you should figure out choosing whom you will get the worth for the money that you spent. So that's what is a critical question that will enable you to choose the right service provider for the mass mailing. How email marketing software means, so you know about how means it is all about email marketing software. The software must be installed on a server which is a recognizable dedicated server, so that your mails do not go in the spam of the recipient. So that's was an important thing. It has should have a better net connectivity. Websites and databases then communicate directly with the software. So software should be able to communicate with your internal data sources. When someone signs up to receive the newsletter, software will automatically include that in the opt-in mail database. And then next email which is going, next newsletter or next marketing information which is going, the opt-in guy will start receiving it. Should be able to handle all subscriptions and signs off, and as well as bounced email messages. If the services that you offer is a subscription based, then it should be able to handle that. Bounce rate, signs off, and if there is a sign in, sign off aspect is there, that should be handled. Bounce rate, so those which are email getting bounced, so what do we do about it? Those who opted out, what is an action proposed? So your software should be able to handle all that. Should all be capable to connect to your database and pull out specific information. So various database that get created by you, this software should be able to pull out the relevant information, that is name and email at least, so to say. The information can't be inserted into the messages to create personalized mailing. So you want to try and see that information should be personalized. So the personalization of the email is a capability part of our software that needs to be really seen. Advanced software capable of measuring campaign results, provide you with the various other options like that will strengthen your marketing efforts. That becomes your right software for you. So other things like auto trigger, scheduling, and you know, those aspects should be also very important. Content management, can email pull out right content and propose you? So those kind of things, so content that you develop, can it be tested or not, etc. So those aspects are the part of those advanced softwares. Ability of the software to take the email response, we have discussed, so I will not really repeat that. On a various metrics, it should be able to give you what is the final outcome within that given specified time, and was it as per the expectation. Expectations are your set goals. Email results come to you from the software. The average mail server cannot deliver volume of email that you one day require. The quality of your delivery system determines the rate at which emails are. So your software should be able to handle large number of emails sending. So that also you need to check, what is the delivery rate, what is the sending rate, what is the delivery rate, etc. So the software service provider will be able to discuss this with you once you probe, but you need to know what is to be probed. So when you are getting into selection of a software, this is something which should be ready as a checklist. Friends, you have in front of you what are the difference between outsourcing and licensing. There are certain points which has been given. I will probably refer to the outsourcing part. Smaller investment of time, and so when you outsource, you save yourself from various other time aspects that you need to devote if it is a in-house or licensed software. Lower initial investment, no need to buy hardware or software, etc. You are not getting into the issue of buying as many number of licenses and then trying to see that every licenses are optimized, etc. No, here your investment is limited and you are not worried about utilization aspect, etc. Low human resource investment, not many people need to use the outsourced services, and quick setup. So it is very quick to set up the outsourced one. Against this, what we have seen about licensing is that it gives you a complete control. It allows you to give the authority to the designated people. No risk of vendor going bankrupt. And you have, having paid him, you will be able to utilize the service. Also, vendor gets the money in time, so that him going bankrupt is a remote possibility. Messages can be sent according to your schedule. So scheduling is possible in the licensed one. It is not that it is not possible necessarily out here. Once you are at a regular delivering a certain number of messages, it becomes more cost effective to have a license than the outsource. So outsource, as it says, is a good in the initial leg of your resorting to mass email or email as a marketing tool. Later, when the volume and all this thing grows, it is better to have the license and then use MarTech, various MarTech solution that is there for emailing to your advantage, and then control the entire email campaign approach by your own hand. So friends, essentially we have covered the importance of email in the internet marketing. Email is emerging as a very important tool today. It offers lot of advantages, including one-to-one communication, measurability, etc. The benefits are plenty, like it's an inexpensive, so to say, quick response cycles provide, you know, it has marketing campaign, results are measurable and drives the website traffics and all. So it can be used to drive the interested candidates, interested respondents to a specific site or for specific microsites, etc. Email strengthens the brand awareness, it saves time. We have studied how it saves time, and implementation requires a limited resource. Steps for successful marketing, email marketing also we have covered, so I'm not like repeating them. And finally, the issues that you must keep in mind about spamming, viruses, privacy, personal trackings, etc. Then the legal laws operating within the country, you must be aware about various legal laws. You must have certain do's and don'ts aware, so that when you plan your program, you are in command. Yani, then we have also understood outsourcing versus licensing and the difference between the two in email marketing. So with this, email as an important tool of the internet marketing subject is completed. Thank you.